Marvin Taliesin Morgan, Marvin Taliesin Morgan, Marvin Taliesin Morgan. Marvin Taliesin Morgan, 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 Marvin Morgen. 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 Taliesin. 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 Morgen.
Just feel the vibration of the chant in your bodies. Feel again the mystery of the body, the senses that point in both directions, inward and outward. Feel yourself at the threshold. Feel yourself as the door warden, the doorkeeper, whose senses face out into the inner, whose senses face inwards into the outer. Be between. Feel the body as the edge place, the place of the meeting of two universes. Like Mavrin and Taliesin, stand at the strong door. Be Janus, the one whose face looks both ways. Feel the central axis of your body. Feel your body as the living cross, extending vertically upwards, extending horizontally, uniting the height and the depth, the left and the right, bringing all into the center. Be the green and burning tree. Feel your roots in the earth. Feel your trunk extending into space. Feel the moon at your pelvis, the sun at your heart, the stars in your throat, your crown at the center point of all. Be the living tree, the living fountain. Feeling the dynamic of the tree as you breathe. Feel the greenness of the tree, feel the fire of the tree. Breathing in and out, gathering the fire of the earth. Breathing in, letting the sap rise to the crown. Breathing out, letting the light shower down across the universe. Be the fountain, be the tree. Feel your deeper sense of self. Clothed to the green power, the fiery green power of the universe. Feel the green life flowing through you, expressing itself through your form, your shape. Feel the warmth of the rose and be as the blossoming rose. Feel that capacity to care, to love, to feel compassion. Infusing the green power with warmth. And in its turn, being empowered by the green. Being the blossoming rose in full leaf. Being nourished by the clear blue-white light of awareness flowing through you, infusing the green and the rose, bringing clarity, coolness that balances the warmth and the fire. Feel yourself as the threshold warden. But feel yourself also as the seeker. And from that place, it is as if you step through the door. And you find yourself once again on the edge of the wood that is between the worlds, the wood with many paths and many destinations. Feel the music of the flowering rose within you. Feel its greenness, its blossom. Feel the cool life that sustains it. Feel your capacity to unite opposites, to bring all to a center. And as you notice all this, you notice before you a path. And just at the beginning of the path, there is a small ruddy pig snuffling. Pushing its snout deep into the earth, sniffing. As you approach, it looks up or seems to sense your presence. And it stands in your way, and for a moment it is as if it is much bigger. Not a piglet, but a boar. Tusked, bristle-backed, fierce. It is as if it challenges or bars the way. Reach into the green fire, the rose warmth, the cool blue within you, and greet the boar piglet. As you greet it, it seems to soften, shrinking to again become the small ruddy pig. And immediately it scurries off, and you find yourself following it, bounding after it, as it sniffs its way through the wood. So it is as if you are running helter-skelter, not clearly aware of where you are going, except just in front of you, there is the bobbing form of the little pig. that seems to be leading you inwards and downwards into the heart of the wood. You run faster and faster, and the pig runs faster and faster. And at length, you find yourself running up to the top of a hill, and just as suddenly falling in space. Moving downwards through the air, inverting. And even as you fall, it is as if your foot is caught by the tree and you hang upside down. And as you hang from the tree, your head is somehow immersed in water. You feel the inversion, you feel the fire of the sun above you, you feel the coolness of the stream. You are suspended between earth and heaven. You hang in the air and are immersed in the water. And you flow. And it is as if you flow downwards, your form dissolving. Following the stream, which goes underground, flowing deep into the earth. coming out at length to a sea cave. Where you find a man who is old and young, in a black raggedy robe, with many bright feathers. Who is drawing in the sand. And who with his hands makes a depression in the sand that you flow into, contained, shaped by the shaping of his hands. And his hands make concentric circles and straight lines. His hands make a shape, an intricate, interlocking shape that is somehow your shape. And it is as if he adds sand to your shape, pressing wet sand into the pattern, sculpting, creating, forming the shape that is your shape. And you feel your solidity again. You feel your form. And you look towards the wild hooded man and look deep into his cowl. And see what you see. So maybe now, if you will, just find one other person just to talk about your experience with. If there's people here you haven't done that with, maybe choosing somebody new for a change, and just seeing how that is. But just finding somebody just to exchange your experiences. And if possible, choose somebody you haven't worked with before, if that's the case. Andy, do you want to use this chair? Rather than sit on the floor, you'd be the same level then. I'm probably fine, yeah, I'll add it back later, but it's fine, lovely. Just pop it down there. Use the chair, never sit. And because that way. Don't you? Thank you.